Hello, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been forever. Apologies. Oh man. I have so much to catch you guys up on, and I'm excited to share it with you. I've been wanting to record an episode for so long. Life. I actually did record an episode for this podcast like a month ago. All about all the changes. It was a super long-winded podcast. This one might be too, but the difference being that I was a little bit under the influence, a little bit tipsy when I recorded it. I don't know what made me do it. It's probably because of the alcohol. I was just feeling like super uninhibited and open, and maybe shared a little bit too much, but it was just like an hour of me talking, which I guess that's what you're here for, right? Welcome to my podcast. I'm not tipsy. I'm not under any influence besides maybe a little bit too much caffeine. Had like 3 cups already of my coffee. It's necessary. I've changed my routine drastically. Ben has been getting up at like 4:30 in the morning to go to work. So he works from like 6 to 2 or 3. So, which is nice because then he gets off early and we get to hang out, and there's lots to do around here. I will explain. But I've been getting up pretty much the same time because we now have a dog and he needs to go poo poo outside bright and early in the morning, and I don't want to clean up after him in the house. So, we're training him. He's doing great. What is going on? Dot, you have a dog, you have a house. Is this what I've heard? Is this what's going on? Yes, you moved again. I know. Oh man, this time it's for real though, guys. It's for real. We're really actually, you know, getting stabilized here. We're putting down roots finally, growing some connections. That's the trash man. If you can't hear it, I don't know what you can hear. There's also cicadas all around me. We are in the nature. We are peace, infinite waters running deep once again. Who knows that reference? Please tell me you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, it's a YouTuber. His name is Ralph Smart. If you haven't checked out his channel, you definitely should. Super positive vibes. But anyways. I'm getting distracted. I'm feeling a little bit rushed because Max is temporarily distracted by cartoons. And I'm trying to get this podcast posted so you guys can know what's going on. I see you, by the way. There are a few of you who comment regularly on my YouTube channel or on Instagram or wherever, and I see your messages, even if I don't respond to all of them. I see them, and I've had a lot of people being like, when's the next podcast episode coming out? So, yes, here it is. What was my last episode even on? Doesn't matter. I was in Colorado last time I recorded an episode. We were living in a tiny mountain town close to Colorado Springs. Ben was working in the Springs, and we were pretty isolated, I want to say. I mean, it was winter. We endured like the worst time of year in Colorado. Like, I know I've been through Colorado in the summer. I know how gorgeous it is. I love Colorado for many reasons, but winter is just not my thing. I'm a tropical being. I can endure a few months of it. It's fine. In fact, I even kind of like the, you know, the difference, like the opposites, you know, but I can't do 6 months of it in the mountains with like 6 feet of snow all the time. That's not me. So we were still kind of getting our footing in Colorado, still kind of deciding, you know, saving money, trying to decide like, okay, do we want to invest in like a plot of land? We really like, our dream is to build our own house. Kind of just feeling a little lost because Colorado's expensive. I don't know if you guys know this, but we were paying like $800 for a tiny hole in the wall studio, like tiny, one bedroom place. It was like smaller than my apartment in Florida, which is saying something. At least then I had like the view of the ocean, you know, but come on now. So we were kind of, we didn't have a plan. Ben was kind of like, oh, if you want to move, like, we can move wherever you want to go. I've been the one who's dictated the last couple moves, so let's just go wherever you want. And in my mind, Tennessee was always the best option because I love Tennessee. I love that area of the country. So when we got a call from a friend of his that was like, I'm in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, in the Ozark Mountains. You need to come now. Like, I have a job for you. There, it's beautiful. There's crystal, pristine waterfalls, rivers, lakes. It's super green. There's rolling mountains. Like, all the good things that I love about Tennessee, basically, as far as scenery and weather. It's, like, right next to Tennessee, so we're close. And we already had a connection there, you know, which is always good to know. Like, okay, I have a connect. I have a friend, a contact. So we decided to give it a test run. Ben, I apologize if any of this overlaps with previous episodes. I forget how much I shared, or if I shared. So I'm just repeating myself possibly. But Ben took the leap of faith. We all took the leap of faith. I was like, okay, Ben, let's stock up on food. Max and I will be good here for a week. You take the truck, which was our only vehicle at the time. You take the truck and go check it out. You know, maybe find a place to rent or something and work and, you know, scope things out for us and then come back and pick us up, which is exactly what happened. It was a hard week. I didn't like being away from Ben for that long, but boo-hoo, it happens. Part of the sacrifices, right? So he comes back and it's like confirmed, you know, this is the place. This is where we need to go. It's perfect for us. They have the Four Seasons, but it's really like quite temperate in comparison to Colorado. The people are awesome. Cost of living is super low, like all this stuff. I was like, okay, let's go. You know, I'm flexible. Let's go. Packed up the house. Man, I didn't really, okay, it's all been worth it. Okay. Happy ending. We bought a house, you know, spoiler, we bought a house. We live in a nice, comfortable house now on a big plot of land. We have a view. I'm surrounded by the trees. We're close to town. Like, everything worked out, right? We've been here now for just over a month. But we're talking like back in May, like mid-May is when we moved to Arkansas. And up until July, beginning of July, which is when we moved into the house. So what is that? Like 2 months, basically. We were homeless / I don't want to say helpless, but we were bad off. Okay. Like we're making a lot of sacrifices. Like it wasn't just, oh, what a sacrifice, a week without Ben while he goes and scopes things out. No, like we were literally camping, living out of the truck / camping for a good month of that, which means no internet. So no connection, using my cell data, so I'm not going to be able to post videos. I'm not really able to do much. Like, my work was basically stale. Like, I had work. I had things I wanted to say and post and do, but, like, I had no space to do it in. I had no connection. I had to stop my classes, which is another income revenue for me. Like, for anyone who's, like, highly motivated to work, which I know many people are, I am like that, and who has a job, like who makes something for themselves to do and earn money, you know, and then all of a sudden, one day to the next, have it cut off, is really stressful. Like, I felt useless. I felt so, oh man, I had a lot of negative self-talk over this time, trying to keep myself up. I did a couple lives, which helped a lot, on my YouTube channel. And I got a lot of support for people. A lot of people are like, what, where'd she go? She disappeared. No, I didn't disappear. I just literally had no way to post. So that's part of my reason for having fallen off the map. The last half of the time before we moved into the house, we were actually in a hotel, which, yeah, it was a million times better than camping. We had more space. I had Wi-Fi, like, oh my gosh, a shower. Like, I mean, we were using a friend's shower and laundry machine and stuff, but even still, much, much, much better. But still, it weighs on you. Like, it's just like, man, you're in this hotel room. I hate to complain. Like, I know people have it way worse off, but all of that's just to say that it was throughout this entire process of instability, not knowing exactly what we're doing, trying to find a house, trying to get our finances in order, talking to banks about loans and blah, 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 like very complicated, stressful situation. And every day you're like on the edge of your seat. It just hits your nerves differently and it wears you down. Not to mention I have a 2, almost 3-year-old now and he's full of energy and like, it's the hottest time of year, which again, no complaining about the heat, but it was, just one thing after another, you know, like I said, happy ending. We got the house, miracle of miracles, the bank approved us and then they disapproved us and then they approved us and then they said no, which was horrible. That again, stressful AF. So what ended up happening, we combined our finances with the generosity, thank God, of my parents. They came in, swept in, saved the day. The house was actually appraised for, full disclosure, I'm like really open about this. I actually like to share this because I feel so good about it. Like we got such a good deal. It's like 5 acres of beautiful land, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house in perfect livable condition. Of course, we're going to be like changing things and renovating it, but it was listed at $59,000, which is already an absurdly low price, but we took our chances and offered $55,000 and they took it, which was great. It was appraised as is without any changes to it. An independent appraiser appraised it at $63,000. So we could turn around and sell it for more than what we purchased it for already. But my parents, after many, many, many long discussions with them, they decided to help us out and basically buy the house with us. So both of our names are on the deed and we are paying my parents back. So it's a very low monthly note, no interest, no banks, none of that bullshit. Like, wow. I'm not hesitant to share that. I'm worried that some people might be like, oh my gosh, you are so privileged. Like your parents are so rich. They have that kind of, no. Trust me when I say I was just as shocked, like brought to tears when I got the call saying that they were going to help us in this way. It was like after so long of being in limbo and we finally got the final news from the bank saying, no, we can't do it. Like, which is a whole other story. Like we're talking potential lawsuit because of how long they strung us along for. Like, like I cannot, yes, I'm privileged, but like it was a shock to me just as much as, if not more, than it probably is to you to hear that like my parents would step up in that way. And, it's ironic, like so ironic. I hope you guys know, like, just a few years ago, I did not even have a relationship with my parents. I did not even talk to them. Like they actually disowned me. Like they told me I'm not invited to stay at their house for Christmas. Like I'm not welcome. Wow. What a turnaround, you know, like now not only do we have a relationship, not only are we talking all the time, not only they want to support us in this way. And I told Ben, I'm like, maybe you don't know, cause you don't know my parents. Like I know my parents, but I know that the only reason that they are supporting us in this way and trusting us so much with this is, first of all, it's a good financial decision for them because the house has already been appraised at a higher value. Second of all, if it weren't for Ben, if it weren't for our relationship and the stability that it gives me and Max, then no way, Jose, like they would not be down for that, for just like, oh, I'm going to buy you a house. Like, no. It's because of Ben. It's because of his expertise, his skills. They've seen it. They've experienced it. They've contracted him. They know what he's capable of. And it really, truly is because of him that any of this happened. I mean, you could say it's because of me because they're my parents, but it's like, wow. Ultimate gratitude for them. And this is actually kind of a little bit of a sneak peek because for any of you who cross over from my Portuguese audience, who's bilingual and, you know, watches me in English and Portuguese, I have not talked about this openly yet. I plan on it. I just haven't been able to like sit down and make the video that I want to make explaining, because I know a lot of people are curious about the process of home loans and banks and how it all works, mortgages, all that. And I know a lot about it now, like way more than I did a few months ago, because I've gone through it. Even though at the end of the day, we're not going through a bank. Like, I know the whole process now. And if I could do it over, there are a few things I could have done differently that perhaps would have gotten us approved for a different type of loan. We were basically applying for the wrong kind of loan. And our loan officer like fell off the face of the map for a few weeks because she was on vacation and didn't tell us. And so I tried to reach out to her again and again and again. She was out of touch. So that was really annoying. Yeah, lots and lots of problems. But anyways, I'm back. We have a house. Every day we're doing more and more little big things, all sorts of projects. The to-do list is never ending, always growing. Max is as thrilled as any of us. He's so happy to finally have his house. I'm so happy to give him a house where he has his own room, his own bed, you know, his own acreage to run around and play with and explore the world and touch and feel. We have a dog, we have a cat. It's like, oh my gosh, who am I? Like, who is she? Like, this is so weird. Not like me at all, right? No, it's actually something I've been craving for a long time. I know I've been a nomad. I've been traveling nonstop for like 5 years. And then this last year with COVID, like, we've been very uprooted many, many, many times ever since I met Ben. We met in Florida, moved to Louisiana, Louisiana to Iowa, Iowa to Colorado. Oh, just always up in the air. And even within Louisiana, we moved twice. Within Florida, we moved twice. Like, oh man, the stress of it all. So we are so relieved and so grateful to finally be here. Arkansas, by the way, worth mentioning that Arkansas has exceeded my expectations, which were not high to begin with. I actually had very low expectations, but I don't know. What do you think when you think of Arkansas? Like, it's just kind of a landlocked southern state. You think conservative, family values, like pro-gun. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of that here. There's actually a lot of liberal people too. Like, there's a bit of both. Overall, though, conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican, I've found that people here are so open. Like, they're just so friendly, you know? Like, disregarding any of your political beliefs or religious beliefs or whatever, like, people are very, very, very kind here, very open. Of all the places we've lived, it's been the easiest to make friends for me, which has been something I've struggled with, like making real personable friends in person, not just online. Love you guys. But you know what I mean? Like, it really matters to actually visit with someone face to face and create connections. It's been extremely positive here. Cost of living is ridiculously cheap compared to... Definitely compared to Florida, definitely compared to Colorado. It's comparable to Louisiana. Some things are cheaper, some things are a little pricier, but overall, like, can't complain in that department. It's gorgeous, gorgeous. Like, I feel right at home because the mountains are like hills. They're like rolling hills. It's kind of like the Berkshires for anyone who's familiar with the Northeast region. That's where I'm from originally. It feels like home. There's tons of oaks and pines and different, you know, foliage. I stand out as soon as I open my mouth because I obviously do not speak with a Southern accent. I have adapted a little bit of a twang. Maybe you guys have noticed it. Thank you, Ben. But, you know, I try and fit in as best I can, but there's also a lot of people here who've come from out of state, and it just feels like, especially in these, and I hate to use this word, but uncertain times, Arkansas just feels like a stable place. Like, it feels really down home, salt of the earth kind of people, like, really, really great place to raise Max, good school system in the area, like, just pro, you know, like, hardly any cons, if any. I would say a con, which this exists everywhere, but, you know, drug use, there's drug use everywhere. It was way worse in Florida, I'd say. Like, people out on the street, high, and, like, crazy, the crazies, you know? Like, you know what I'm talking about. Those people exist everywhere. There's a lot of it here as well. They tend to stay home overall, so, you know. As long as you're not interpersonally related or connected to them, you don't have a problem. So, yeah, step away from the methamphetamine, please. Not allowed. Not allowed on my property. Yeah, so I don't bring it here and it doesn't come near me, so it's not a problem. But if anything, I would consider that to be a con. You know, there's a lot of that. But overall, it's an attitude of live and let live, do whatever you want, like, be respectful. Very cool place to live. Have not endured winter here yet. I've heard that it's possible that it can snow. It's rare, but it does sometimes. This last year it snowed. But, you know, December, January, February, it gets cold. But, you know, it helps you appreciate the nice warm months. Here in May and June, it was like constant rain. Rain, 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 rain. And now for the last July and now part of August, it's just been sunny, gorgeous, 80, 90 degree weather, like, just so nice. Whenever I think of complaining about the heat, I'm like, well, at least it's not Louisiana. Louisiana was hot. Yeah. Anyways, enough about the weather, enough about this and that. Hey, kitty. Hey. I gotta go check on my son. He's probably hungry and wanting second breakfast. Oh, that's another good thing. There's a daycare program here. I'm still working on getting him accepted, but I'm getting him a doctor's appointment to do a general checkup, which he's overdue for, and hopefully get him into this daycare program, which means mommy gets to work a lot more and not, you know, I'll have some actual time to get some work done and not just here and there whenever he's taking a nap or distracted by cartoons. So I'll be happy for that. Mixed emotions too about, like, first day of school, like, I don't know. I'm very attached to my son, obviously, but at the same time, I recognize that this is, you know, critical to his development. He needs to socialize. He needs to experience and learn and be around other people. And ultimately it'll be good for all of us. So, anyways, I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you again for, you know, turning the pressure on me a little bit in the, like I said, in my messages and comment section. I love hearing feedback from you, so feel free to reach out anytime. I do read your comments, and it's really because of them that I felt as motivated as I did when I woke up this morning to record. So I know I've been needing to record for a while now, but it was like, oh man, they really miss it. They really, even if there's only like five of you, like, you want to know? Okay, here's the details. Like, here's what's going on. So I appreciate you, and yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day wherever you are. More updates coming soon. A lot more to talk about. Okay? Ciao, ciao.